an earth lawyer. I can research the laws. But I cannot put it into the minds.
Well, looking at it from our, the way I see it, it was to our advantage the way things went anyhow today, if you're going to carry it forward. All these things looks like they add up to a plus for us if we carry and get a good lawyer to handle it and go ahead with it. We're wasting a lot of time and effort doing that, as far as time and effort from building the city, too.
Right. And yet, where is the choice? They both need to be done. On the one hand, we can try this in the media, which we should do and will do. But so much energy goes into that. That's taken off from the proposals, and the proposals that we do are 3 months, 4 months, 5 months down the road in terms of cash flow. In the meantime, immediate financial pressures enter in, so decisions need to be made. Do we work, bring in $1,000 a month, $2,000 to cover bills to keep the wolves at bay, and all of these decisions need to be made, and constantly in the midst of all this is conflict and frustration. And more and more time delays. And that's the frustration I feel. And there's no easy out. That's just the way it is. It's still a pisser.
Thank you. Jermaine would have said that too, you know.
Oh,
this is the part that hurts us. We do have to watch you come into your realization. Where were all those ones? Some didn't get caught. Jay Gritzner should have been there. And I'm not going to be the one to think of all of it. This is what we must do if we're going to do anything. And that is each one of you, all of you, must think. And make your suggestions. It has to be handled on Earth. And the ideas have to come from you. No matter how silly or how out of your pocket it seems to be.
Well, we've got to have a good attorney who can research this and do it for us.
Well, you had to face something else today.
Probably won't take it.
Well, no, we're not even going to talk attorneys. There's one that will take it.
Bob has more to gain by me taking our case against them now, doesn't he? Wouldn't that be something?
You had to face the fact that the word was not spread properly. I didn't see any reporter there from the Tehachapi News.
They wouldn't come.
Isn't that interesting? The next question is, Hatton, do we have to do this all alone, 9 or 10 people? No, because when you have money, they're going to fall out your ears. We have plenty of people. If that's all the responsibility you want them to carry, your next problem is going to be them still wanting the masses of money without the production. You have to put out the bait, if you will. Who is going to pick up the gauntlet? Who is going to carry it? The banner. Yvonne Descarry and Carol Williams will back off if they're not reminded. It just seems too mammoth, and it is not personal enough. For this tape, I'm going to tell you what is going through her head. She's aggravated at me. And I want her to know later that I understand. And I want to tell you all in this room that we most certainly understand. She is saying right now, who needs this? Who needs this? We have bought the right to $22 million. That's enough to keep Oberle and myself and my family fed, clothed, and enough food to last for the next 50-100 years. To hell with it all. Let them build their own damn city. Nobody wants to go across that chasm. Why do you waste your time, Isu? You've gone farther than that now. You have the $22 million coming, plus the $33 million, plus the $18 million, plus $125 million. Those things just through Jeffers. It's not here this afternoon. It's inconvenient. But I have to tell you what I hear coming up. I don't blame you for thinking it. You might as well say it. Will we continually just get kicked in the teeth? Yes, sir. As long as you have teeth. And the day that it is bigger than carrying the cross to Golgotha Hill, I'll feel sorry for you. Now I have compassion. And we're all going to sit and lick our wounds. And I'm going to remind you that you have lived very, very nicely, very well, for a year and a half if you have to move out after tomorrow. As long as we can find a place to store the goods. You can sit in the coach if you have to. It will be a damn sight better sitting in the coach. Then it would be starving to death while this world, Earth makes the transition. Let's bring balance back into it. Let's not thrust out at each other. And I know that it is not meant. And I don't fling hurts at you. I am not allowed to tell you. I've told you that from the beginning. I can help you so much. And I tell you each in your minds. And you just haven't learned yet to receive it all. And yet you know. I'm not getting any rebellion. Not really. I'm demanding discussion. And so you're going to discuss with whatever is on your tongue. And I like to hear it, because each time we can have a discussion makes it easier the next time. It isn't just changing a system. The system, brothers, can stop you. So you have to utilize whatever tools are created for you. And whether it's a criminal justice system, I guess we could call it the criminal injustice system,
I guess the frustration I've been feeling is that I feel like we're digging a garden with bare hands instead of with spades and rakes. And I'm anxious to get to the point where we have tools to work with. Physical, actual, real tools.
I hear you.
There's also gratification in baking a cake from scratch and having it put into a box. Sometimes it's easier to go to the store and buy a box and the same product. Satisfaction. Making it through it.
Well, ask sister how her 88 years have been.
I know how they've been.
Look at how poor Oberle tried to take care of this legal work. We were never given a chance to find a real crackerjack attorney. We always had the opposition that was first class. Here we are here trying to struggle along with a bicycle instead of a racing car.
But we have no money.
We better do something about it as soon as we can. But we can fumble and fumble and fumble and just fall on our nose. Unless something develops.
Part of me thinks the cavalry should just be a little better healed. Or better, I don't know. You know what I'm trying to say?
I've worked 5 years on projects, but I've never had one that was so slow as this one.
And you work for the government?
That's right, I worked for the government, but I had cut all the lines of everything. Here we don't have much support. We have to do it all ourselves.
That's right. And yet you have all the support in the universe. You just haven't understood it yet. And I can tell you and tell you and tell you, and you can hear it and hear it and hear it. And it's like experiencing it today in that courtroom. There will be the moment when you understand.
It's good to have this.
I have always felt the support, and I continue to feel the support. Each day I realize more and more the scope of this job and how big it is and how little time there is to do it. And it's that realization that has me a little freaked out.
And it'll get worse. You see, you're next in line. Oberle still can turn it off. Dorma can have turn it off. You're next in line to open your eyes, Rick. Those are not pretty pictures that you see. First, you have to see how it is. And in your heart, you everyone know what it will be during that transition. And this day in court will not mean a flipping thing out there. You see, we've grown. We have really grown. This little one just says, oh, I just don't want to pack and go through that mess. I don't blame her. I don't blame any of you. And it is good to have these sessions. Let's wallow around in it. And then we will pull ourselves up and we will get on. First, we have to feel sorry for ourselves. I don't mean that sarcastic like it came. We do, and we do, and we do, and we do without. Well, at the moment, you're sitting in front of a nice warm fire. So you're all right for the moment. And it's each moment. And what is or what will be are two different things. So what do we do with what is? The what is is that the attorney didn't show up. They did get a judgment, which is laughable. Or if you're out of this house, we've also urged you once to learn enough about business that you're judgment proof. What are they going to do to you? If they do very much to you, you really get them. You're going to anyway. You do see that you have to do something, don't you? Whether or not you're in this house. You can't afford just to let it go. And yet it's been a very nice place to stay. It served a great, great purpose. It's been a very gracious place. And we can all see it and assume it gone, or we can see what to do about it.
I'll tell you what happened. Our paperwork wasn't right, and so they took a default against us. And the damages are $11,500 plus, you know, basically getting out. We've got several different ways of staying in, and maybe get as much as 3 or 4 months. So we'll exhaust those first. In the meantime, okay. All right. Got it.
That's number one subject.
Well, how can we decide what to do when we don't have any idea what to do? You know, as far as we're concerned, and if we were to believe Steve and everybody else, we have basically lost the case and there isn't any recourse. Now, perhaps there is a recourse, and perhaps it involves criminal or a lawsuit to recover damages or something like that.
You start. I'm going to help you along a little bit. And then you ones are going to start thinking. On an earth level, you say you don't know anything about it, then damn it, find out something about it. Go with Linda Carter. Go, all of you. You sat in a courtroom. When you go to speak with her, take these ones with you. You've had enough. Let them present the case to her and ask her what we do. There's going to be plenty of money out there, but we need time now. And she probably will say, oh, well, I don't know about this or that or the other. I'm telling you to do what Steve told you to do, to stay in it as long as you can.
Well, we'll do that. That's fairly easy.
And then we keep working as fast as we can to get some money. I will tell you this. If you come up with $187,000, they will take your money. So can we get $187,000 within 6 weeks? That is the question. And you overly start by reaming William Cudd. And then secondly, you tell John Jeffers, you just lost your house today. We have got to have some of that money coming back. What can we do to move it, John? And then all of you go incensed about a system that has done this, and you call every day, if it takes it, to the television stations, to the news. Write your letter to David Horowitz. Let's get some public opinion going. You forget something else. Miss Carter is going to be embarrassed. She did what she thought she could do, and you've lost a case.
Her name is Clark.
Well, I have Superwoman on mind.
That's right.
I don't blame you.
She does. Linda Carter is the one that played. She does.
She's
Linda Carter
suit.
Was
suit. Flashing suit.
Whoever.
Well, so be it.
I have a question in reference, Commander, to the. Which you had mentioned earlier about that not enough people or media were contacted for today. I feel that every one of us here right that are sitting here right now did about everything we could do and contacted about every bit of media we could within 2 days.
Yes, you did. And I don't want you to take that. It just doesn't do, it doesn't cut it to do it just once.
The ones I spoke with, even Kim Scott when I talked to her this morning, and Bill Mead with the Tehachapi News, their response was, and like I said again, even Kim Scott's this morning, was that they were not sure if they really had a story to cover because Bill Mead's answer was that there was no legal counsel involved. And he was afraid of, I guess, creating a scandal or something.
Santa Barbara Savings, I think, is what they're scared of.
Oh, I'm sure.
Most of them, be sure.
I'm sure.
They found out Santa Barbara Savings is the
well, he told me that
complaint.
Bill Mead said that he's
that's
not...
That's advertising and the whole thing.
Yeah, he said he can't afford a lawsuit like Bakersfield,
right.
California can.
Well, he can't afford to lose their advertising. That's what it comes down to.
Uh-huh.
That's what all of them are scared of. When they... Once you go after one of them, the others will join forces and pull their advertising.
That's why the only way that it can be done at all is by a television or just a simple statement in the paper of what happened. You know, they can't have voice about it. All they can do is say, you know, this is not an editorial. This is a news coverage at this point. And this is the part that I hate to see. That you do go out and you do make the calls. And you have to realize that the whole world runs scared.
As a matter of information, what university or law institution does this little pipsqueak hail from? USC? University of California, UCLA.
I really would have to look for the scanners.
Well, that would help us if we knew where he had his background. That would give us a clue. Then we could go hire a lawyer who's smarter than he is.
Maybe one that he didn't get along with in school.
Well, he's only smart in his business. That's why they went to him. You have to keep that in mind. They went outside their own staff, and he is not necessarily a good lawyer. You witness that. He only knows technical loopholes. He has studied it, every last detail. he is not a good lawyer.
All right, well, let's get someone who knows the technical loopholes and is a good lawyer.
That's Carter. You see, the one that you know cannot hold a candle to him, and he knows it. Wouldn't you expect someone coming right out of the same district, owning a business that has to do with foreclosures and evictions, and is a specialist in real estate law, and I'm talking about Steve Schaefer, wouldn't you think that he would know?
He should, but apparently he doesn't.
Well, he would be very clever if he was having trouble like this to go dig up all the law. Yes, he should.
But he didn't want to dig up the law, I guess, because he wasn't involved very much.
It's always someone else's problem.
It depends on how much money is available and whether any lawyer usually is interested.
Yeah, but I thought he was dedicated to the cause. He's not dedicated.
No, he's never been. He's never even said so, John.
Oh, well, I misinterpreted his.
It's Jody. He wants to live out here. And he wants to change all of the rules and be on the Board of Supervisors and change to Hatchapi.
Oh.
And he likes me.
So we'd have him all the time to fight with.
Oh, we would have a great problem to rise above that, but we're going to have it anyway. He's going to live out here. I'm sorry, brothers. It's just, it's not like you think it is. And yes, we can talk until we're blue about we should go and hire this attorney. Dorma and Oberle cannot go hire anybody.
Well,
and the way it is now, they can't even get a public defender.
Eventually, we're going to have top-flight lawyers if we're going to build a city.
Yes.
We're going to have smarter ones than the opposition has.
Yes.
And we might as well start in, at least find out who they are. Doesn't cost to find out.
Well, maybe you start with someone like Linda. She's going to feel very bad about this. Steve's going to feel very bad about this. Somebody will at least find out what you do next. And then when you know what to do next, we decide how to do it.
Well, part of the problem going up against any case in court, not whether you got a good lawyer as such a lot of times, but whether the lawyer has a reputation that carries it for you, so to speak.
No. It will try it in the public.
Well,
and if you have one with that kind of reputation, he very likely will catch all the nitty because he wouldn't have built his reputation otherwise. But you saw today, you could have had a good attorney in there. But this man's for blood, and he gets it on a technicality, and the judge would be required to go with the law.
If Linda had been there today, we'd have had the same result.
How do you deal with frustration and the fourth?
Sometimes I curse. Sometimes I cry. Sometimes I really get pissed off. I'm not restricted in the fourth dimension like I am on farther up the line. Isu has total balance. He's a bit amused by this. That you once could really, in the overall scheme of a world in transition, feel it's very important, and yet it is extremely important. And yet he too irritates because it slows up the project.
That's the kicker.
But if you don't stub your toes a little bit now, maybe you run into the brick wall out there later. And I know this feels like the brick wall today, but it's not.
Nothing's impossible. All we have to do is put it in our computer tonight and ask for a solution and see what we come up with.
Yes.
Yeah, you do it, John.
Oh, yeah, John, I'm sure when it's the morning.
I know what you're saying, but you got to understand what I'm trying to say, too.
You may as well keep your sense of humor.
We don't seem to have much else.
That works the last to go.
Nothing is impossible.
I just...
It doesn't say it's possible, though.
I'm having my own sense of humor. Until Wally McPherson evicts you, you can all move over there.
Yeah, well,
you
I
don't
was
going to
ask about Wally. That's another situation that's going to be... somewhere, eventually.
Well,
you think so?
Yeah, I don't think you'll be much of a problem.
No one has taken his house off of the market.
There's a lot of houses for sale.
Yes, there are.
And they're not as easy to get rid of. There's not that we bought the set for a year.
There's going to be another.
That one we're going to have built.
It's laugh or cry.
Well, there are hundreds of alternatives, most of which you won't like.
Sure, dig a hole in the side of the mountain. Make some mud bricks.
Get them to open up some of these caves they have under there.
He's got a shovel up there. We can start making bricks.
I've considered that. It's just affording the gas to and from.
Go to the fourth. Come back during the daytime.
Yeah, just beam us on board and we'll do the work up there.
It is easier up here.
Got scanners and everything,
I bet.
Gee, maybe it'd even cure my arthritis if I could get up there, huh?
Not necessarily, Eleanor.
Now he's going to shoot me.
She's taking her
medicine. If you go totally, 100% into the fourth dimension, yes.
You mean I've got to croak
first?
But
if you plan to do something else in between, you may still. I have to go borrow bodies, you know, form, shape.
He has to borrow them.
That's what she did.
Yeah. But I know which one not to borrow now.
If I talk back to you.
Well, Eleanor, you know, she's willing to share it. I don't think I want it, you see.
Well, you can help me get rid of it, and then we can share it.
Started on that, Eleanor.
Well, is it still snowing?
Well, I'm at your disposal. Do you want me to stay or shall I go?
Well, we'll have a meeting with Linda when we can. We'll go to the next step from there.
The first thing is don't... Well, there's not even anything to do to panic.
We'll call Miss Kim tomorrow. Tell her what happened and keep her right up to the minute.
Does she live here in town?
No.
She's from Bakersfield. We'll have to do something or else get booted out of their house.
Well, there are techniques I thought she was telling you. Before Hatton came, that there are. We play the bankruptcy game and stuff.
Okay, well, just so you're confident, you can. So we don't get the same judge and he'll throw us out twice in a row.
Well, you have a different jurisdiction.
Federal
you have
court.
A different situation with bankruptcy. No, you've got.
See.
Oh, precious ones, this is only the beginning. I'm sorry.
people have a lawsuit every week.
Commander, gee whiz.
Don't you think you would try to be stopped? This is just a dwelling. Precious ones, you will be, effort will be made to stop you everything you do. You feel it go slowly. It does go slowly. Every effort of your dark brother is out there to try and stop you. We will just do it. It won't be easy. But you will get stronger. You will get stronger. And if you want to know how to really get damages, you just let them move your things into the street. And then you go win that lawsuit. And I'll tell you, the Washington Post would be on your doorstep.
And they would stand up for us against their own kind?
No. Well, it's going to look pretty sick out there with your thing sitting in the snow.
Yeah, but the news won't give you the publicity. You can't reach the public to let
it know. Becomes news. It starts as news, then it becomes someone's cause. Someone will eventually, as a consumer advocate, look into it. Who knows? Write to the Bar Association. Find out who around are attorneys. They're all over the place. Find out who you complain to, and they'll tell you there's no one. The next one will say, well, maybe you write to somebody. Somewhere there is the answer on the human level amongst that group of jackals. But you start with Miss Clark. And you tell her, as sad as it was, and she can then check with the judge and the ones in that county clerk's office. And then you can look sad and say, where in the hell do we go from here? Where can we get a public defender?
Can you give me a little bit of a clue on, I'll write a letter to Mr. Horowitz, but is it better to try to keep it very, very short and brief? Would that pique his interest if you don't go in there? You know, what will draw his attention? A three-page letter or a half-page and try to get it in? Can you give me any indications there?
You get it. Have you read today?
Read today?
Have you read today's lesson this morning?
Hello?
What you need?
Hi.
Is a brief.
Is
brief.
Sherry? Oh, okay.
And you need to cover the things, not anything about the purchase of this house, for instance. That isn't the point right now. The point is going into court, and you could not get heard on technicalities, that there was no sale, and it has never even been allowed to come to hearing because of the law and a slick attorney. You want to pique their interest on something that is could be a widespread, what would I call it?
Issue.
Public issue. Could happen to you, Joe Blow, next door.
Well, that's what I tried to do when I talked on the phone to those two.
The damages are totaled up to $11,500.
And you can be an incensed citizen.
That's the way I came across.
I went as a friend. I went again, and I saw it happen again.
So I'll put that on paper as briefly as I can. That's the best way to pique his interest in this.
I suppose 60 minutes would be a little much.
No. And 60 minutes is absolutely right down the line.
They take letters in. Yeah, they take letters in, and if it becomes big enough, then they move in on the story.
I was just thinking that would be a good...
If we wrote to them, I'm just trying to see how far you can go, if any, to help. If we send letters in like this, do you or can you pique their interest for us?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Of course, Nader's a good one, too.
Yeah. Nader, 60 minutes. I never thought of that one.
2020.
A lot of times we'll go after. They're not always afraid to go after big business. Yeah.
2020 is pretty aggressive.
Yeah. Harald has a TV show. He wouldn't go after this, would he? Or
of course he would.
Sure. He would.
And you want something local. You don't want to have to go all the way to New York for something.
Morton Bell, where is he? Out of L.A.?
He is so bilious, I don't think I could stand him.
I've never
but watched. But I would tell you this.
I don't like publicity in papers, though.
I don't like it.
You can call Gloria Allred's office, and you can find out who she would recommend. That you know she's for women's rights. Well, we have half of this team is a woman.
What is the objective?
Getting you some help.
Get the publicity, the interest.
I'm trying to get you an attorney has enough care about it to do it properly.
Right. If I was David Horowitz, why would I want to be involved in this?
Why would you?
Who's doing who wrong?
Well, David Horowitz covers consumer business misdeeds to consumers. Usually that's where it comes from. Well, isn't this it? Would that be down his line?
How do you see it, Oberly?
Huh?
You ask that. I'm asking you back. What's wrong with this case? Or what's right with it? If you feel it's fine and it's right.
I'm trying to figure out what our objective is. Are we trying to sue Santa Barbara Savings and get $30 million? Or some such number.
What do you want to do?
That's absolutely ridiculous. That's an impossibility. To prove that case is just out of the question.
Well, that's over. You just said it. There's nothing impossible nor out of the question. Therefore, it's in your perception. Therefore, it is out of the question.
Well, thank you.
Now, what would you like to do, Oberly? What would you like to do about it?
I've told you several times what I'd like to do, and that didn't suit you. I'd like to get the damn matter settled. Somewhere around $170,000 so that we could make payments on the place and go along.
And how do you propose to do it? It is not my fault that you don't have money. Now let's put it right there. Now you tell me how to do it, and I'll be happy to go and talk to the banker.
My expectation was that we would get some kind of a ruling that we could live here until the matter was settled, and they would have to go back through the whole procedure, and during that period of time perhaps we could make a deal with them on a settlement. Now, I know you've been quite consistent in insisting that we could have this house for $100, and maybe we can, but right now, that doesn't look too bright.
Oberly.
Right.
It doesn't matter whether it's $100 or $186,000. You didn't get to bid. You couldn't have gotten it that day. Let's talk about what is. I consistently try to give you something to work toward. I believe that you wrote to them and they did not wish to discuss with you.
That's exactly correct.
Now, if you feel you don't have a case, we're wasting our time, you may as well move.
I said we don't have a case on the $30 million. That's just really difficult to prove that there was very much damage done by our not being able to go to Panama.